Federal Parliament's citizenship debacle will drag on for at least a few more months, with Attorney General George Brandis predicting the High Court won't deal with the matter till at least early October. Michelle Grattan joins us from Parliament House. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Norman.
More bad news for the government in this news poll today?
Yes, this poll is really bad. It's worsened by a point, and it's in deeply, deeply negative territory for the government, with Labor leading on a two-party basis 54-46, and the primary vote of the coalition going down, Labor's vote going up. So Malcolm Turnbull will be ruing last week, which was not only objectively disastrous with the citizenship issue, taking hitting two national ministers, two more nationals ministers, but also bad government tactics in response.
Now, at this stage in the last Labour government, ministers walking around saying, well, we've lost the next election, looking around for other jobs, resigning. I mean, is that the same mood in the coalition, that they just don't think they can win the next election?
Many people in the coalition don't think they're going to have a chance of coming back. Of course, in politics, never say never, and we're still a way out from an election in the normal course of events. But when the polls set in so badly for so long, this is the 18th news poll running that the coalition's been behind, predicting an upturn is fairly brave at the moment.
We're going to be speaking with Greens MP Adam Bandt after the news, who's refusing to guarantee his support of a no-confidence or supply if Barnaby Joyce is not removed from Parliament. Yet George Brandis, the Attorney General, is confident that the High Court, that it's legal for the ministers to be staying. But, you know, it is on a knife edge.
It is, and constitutional experts like Anne Toomey, for example, from Sydney University, have been saying that it really would be wise for these ministers to step aside from their ministerial duties.
But you can still be a cabinet minister without being a member of parliament for a while, can't you?
You can, and that's one thing that the government is relying on. But if you know that at the time of your election you were a dual citizen and your constitutional position is before the High Court, then I think it changes the situation. And while decisions that these ministers had made earlier would, under law and precedent, be accepted when people thought that they were all being made legitimately, when there's this question mark, which is still to be determined, then you move into new legal territory. At least many of the experts think that. So there is a risk about decisions that they take from now on until this is settled, despite that 3 months provision.
So acts that have been passed could well be rendered invalid. Michelle, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Norman.
Michelle Grattan, who's Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.